Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJV program. Hi. What is that? How do you make that sort of sound, Kara? No. That sounds like water falling out of a barrel.
I don't know. It's I'm not typically the one who's making it, so.
What? It's not you?
I know. It's shocking that I don't sit here and sing all the intro songs, but it's not me.
Opportunity not
to. I thought you were like pentatonic.
I wish.
The new business model. All right, you're answering the door now. We're coming in. Hello. This is the DJV program. Hello. We've come to your home to tell you some stories.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer Horn's a good storyteller. Kara Schulman is getting the hang of it. I'm Doug Steffen. I got the hang of it a while ago. So opportunity knocks and hits. I was thinking of the television show, I've Got a Secret, and will the real person stand up? I was looking at what's going on with Andrew Yang. Will the real Andrew Yang please stand up? Apparently there are a number of pictures of him or of somebody who's named Andrew Yang or just a random Asian.
No, they're picking a random Asian and putting it up as Andrew Yang, which is wonderful.
That's right. They all look the same to me, right? Isn't that what somebody said? They all look the same. Yeah, it's we used to, when I was I was a kid, but at some point in time, you've all heard somebody has said all black people look the same, or all of this particular category looks the same. You've heard that from ignoramuses who think that that's the case, and so that may be. But to a lot of people, all Asians look the same. Whether that's intelligent or it isn't, it is what it is. And so, and that was borne out by some, was it CNBC? Somebody put up a a picture of just some random Asian guy and claimed it was Andrew Yang, and he got wind of it and called him out on it. So I guess that's he's a very interesting guy, presidential candidate. For those of you who don't know, he's been very visible. Actually, his wife's been pretty visible this week, too. Evelyn, apparently she was sexually assaulted by her physician when she was pregnant back in 2012. Did you hear that story, Jennifer?
I just did. Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah. So what's that story?
Well, I think
the obvious.
Just what you said. Yeah, yeah. I don't know how many details are up. This is the first time
there's a lawsuit.
She's been talking.
There's a lawsuit for you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of lawsuits, a lawsuit challenging the conditions in some of the Border Patrol facilities in Arizona has gone to trial. This is 5 years after it was first filed. Remember when it was first? I remember us talking about it briefly. The bench trial kicked off at the U.S. District Court in Tucson. Expected to last a couple of weeks. For those of you listening in Tucson, what's the scoop? The suit known as Doe versus Wolf, originally filed in June of 2015 by the ACLU of Arizona, several other organizations as well. What happens here, I guess, under the accusation, is that multiple Border Patrol facilities, the places where migrants were being held, inhumane, and in fact the conditions that existed were quite punitive. Photos submitted as evidence back in 2015 showed rusty toilets. Some of the people that were in these camps were sleeping under aluminum blankets. Huh? What's an aluminum blanket?
It's those ones to prevent the cold from coming in. That's dumb. You know those ones that you put in your emergency kit?
Yeah, aren't those like the shock blankets?
Shock blankets, yeah.
I'm not familiar with them.
Okay, one of those silver blankets that's supposed to keep in heat, so it's a very
sometimes
thin
you see
layer,
Olympic athletes even put them over themselves after they've competed. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, you got me.
Why would they complain about that?
I don't know. The floor.
See, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
It's like this. Okay, if I make, and I think you guys know, I mean, maybe I don't know, I think I'm one of the most empathetic people that I know.
Check that off on, yes.
Thank you. Because I sometimes think, well, maybe I'm just crazy, but I feel like I'm very empathetic. No, I feel like I have a really big heart. Mm-hmm. And I understand the plight of these people where they feel so hopeless. But if I made a decision to commit a crime. And I got caught for that crime, and I got put in jail. I don't think at that point I'd be really in the position to complain about the conditions in the jail. I mean, as long as your human rights are being met, I mean, really, can you expect it to be the Ramada Inn? It's the same thing. These people are making a decision to come to this country. They know it's not legal. They know it's not what they're supposed to be doing. And then they complain about the situation when they get here. Yeah, and so it's like, if you, I mean, we all make choices, and some of them are great and some of them are terrible, and we do all of that during our lifetime, and we deal with the consequences. And I don't know. I mean, so they're not going to get Egyptian cotton at a border retention center. I just don't know. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Here's another one. Let's hash this one through for a moment or two. The state of New York and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit. Actually, there are 14 states involved in this against the Department of Agriculture, challenging the new regulations that require more food stamp recipients to work. What, in what world is it that we want to continue to give things away with no consequence for your having gotten whatever it is that you get? In other words, you don't have to just stick your hand out. Okay, let's... So the Trump administration, to their credit, has required more work, the more of the recipients to work. So if they're able-bodied, we have no, I don't feel like I'm compelled to give these people money if they're able-bodied. It's like the homeless people in California.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing about unemployment. I remember, like, again, a little old school, but when my grandparents, and I spent a lot of time with them when I was a kid, for them, it was like, if you went on assistance, you went on as quickly as you could. You didn't tell anybody. You didn't brag about it, certainly.
Yeah,
and it was like you used it when you needed it, and then you were off, and that was it. And now it's like people work to try to stay off of that. Now it's like the easy fallback. And I don't believe that most people live a thriving life without some purpose. I think people do better with purpose, rules, and structure. And I understand the function of this, because some people really do fall on their luck and they need the help. And that's great. I mean, that's what it's there for. But there are so many people who abuse it and just stay on these programs their entire life because they just accept the status quo. They don't want to get better or strive for more. And I don't know. I don't think we're doing people any favors if we're setting that up as a fallback for them permanently.
It's a perfect example of liberalism gone awry. And it's pretty disgusting when you look at this situation there or here in Los Angeles, where these homeless people who have, many of them, made the choice to be homeless. I saw a woman last night, and I actually gave her some money. I was coming out of the gym, and this poor, she must have been 75 years old, pushing a cart. And she was in a light, and it was cold, and it just was raw. I don't know. So I didn't engage her in conversation, but I gave her some money because I felt like she didn't have a choice. I just got that vibe.
You have
to
use your gut, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas somebody who is 30 years old, who's out on the street, who's got decent clothing on, all they do, like it or not, is they use the money to go buy drugs or they buy marijuana or what. As a matter of fact, I saw a sign yesterday, "We'll work for pot."
I know. So, they think it's better to be honest.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's just. And there are plenty of jobs that have gone wanting here in Los Angeles, whether it's working for the city, whether it's working for private companies. There are a lot of people who are running businesses that are looking for workers. And so don't tell me you can't find work. You can find work if you're mentally and physically able to do the job, mentally and physically, then you ought to be working and you ought to See, I get riled up about this because it's really ridiculous. But why are we giving benefits to people?
Because you're a hard worker. And it's hard for people who are hard workers to go, wow. Could somebody really lounge around, you know, and not lounge around, but could someone just sit around and not be productive all day?
Do nothing and get paid for it. And we've made it easy for them to do it. And that's where I very, very infrequently do I use the term conservatism or liberalism, because I think they're misused. But in this circumstance, liberalism does apply, and it is with faulty thinking. There's no rationale to it. I can see the people on Facebook right now sending me a comment. Yeah, Doug, you're right again. Well, thank you. Here's a group of Republicans called Republicans for the Rule of Law. Don't like Trump. Going to spend $1 million next week. That is going to be they put a commercial together that'll air on Fox and Friends and Lou Dobbs. That's calling They want the Republicans in the Senate to call in witnesses during the impeachment trial because they don't. I don't even know who these people are. I don't know that I've heard that much about them. Who
yeah,
are
I don't
they,
Jennifer? I don't know. I don't know that I've heard about them either. Yeah. There is going to be a big debate, though. I mean, that's going to be the really one of the big arguments in the impeachment trial is whether or not to call witnesses. Some Democrats want to. Some Republicans want to. And some Republicans want to call in the Democrats' witnesses, and some Republicans want to call in witnesses like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Adam Schiff and put those guys on the stand. So this is going to be a pretty big fight, and all they need is a majority to decide whether or not to call witnesses. So it's very possible that this could come down to some Republican senators like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski deciding whether or not there'll be witnesses called at the trial.
Right. Your Hidden Power is a podcast that I do every week focused on a lot of, I guess, alignment issues. So if you are personally aligned with the universe, with spirit, with whatever it is that you may, if you feel like you're really close to something that is a part of a religion or part of a thought process, you'll enjoy our current podcast. It's Hidden Power Podcast number 127. Expanding your mind is what we do and hope to achieve that. So why don't you check out the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com, or you can get it on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safety, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Love a bad name. Bunga Bunga, Bon Jovi. In the focus now as they've announced their North American tour for this year called Bon Jovi 2020. How clever is that? Around the country, around the summertime. The tour kicks off actually in Tacoma, Washington on the 10th of June. Wraps up with a two-night stand at Madison Square Garden on the 27th and 28th of July. So 2 months on the road. Brian Adams serve as support through most of the tour, except for the concerts in Vegas and Toronto. Tickets on sale on the 24th at 10 a.m., which is, what is that?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, okay. Yeah. We can, yeah. All right, so, no. Yeah, Friday. Bon Jovi fan club members and American Express card holders will have access to pre-sale tickets from January the 21st, 10 o'clock old time, January 23rd at 10 p.m. local time. So this is becoming kind of the norm when it comes to buying tickets for these shows. If you want to go to Bon Jovi's website, bonjovi.com, find a little bit more there. Bon Jovi yet to announce an official release date for 2020, which is an album that they've been talking about it for a while. It's supposed to be out this year. All the tickets for their upcoming tour.
I hope so. Otherwise, it's awkward if they release 2020 and 2021.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Bon Jovi 2020 following the group's 2016 record, This House Is Not For Sale. In an interview last year, John Bon Jovi said, quote, "It's not political, but it's very socially conscious, you know, just awareness of so many things going on in the world now, whether it's the environment, politics. It's just a wider array of things that need our attention right now." Last November, Bon Jovi unveiled a new song called Unbroken, which they wrote for Josh Aronson's documentary To Be of Service, about veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder who are paired with service dogs. Let's listen to a little of that. I think we've heard a little of this before.
Yeah, the first time you liked it, the second time you hated it. So it'll be interesting to see what you think now.
Let's let her play for a little, then I'll give you my third time as a charmer.
Close your eyes, stop counting sheep. You ain't in boot camp anymore.
proceeds from the downloads of this single have benefited the Patriotic Service Dog Foundation, which is certainly very appropriate. So that's the Bon Jovi news musically as we pay attention now to Jason Aldean, another musical hero. Jennifer likes Jason Aldean.
I do.
To spend a big portion of this year on stage. He's announced a new leg of his 2020 We Back Tour, which will carry him through the end of the summer. 22 new dates to pick up in July on the 17th in Toronto, 4 months after the tour's previously announced first leg wraps up in mid-March. This time out, Aldean and his band will mostly play outdoor stages during the warm months, hitting a lot of the same amphitheaters and pavilions on the recently announced summer tour from Tim McGraw and Chris Young, before closing things out in September in Irvine, California. Supporting acts on most of the dates, Brett Young, Mitchell Tenpenny, and DJ Silver. Tickets for select shows.
He travels with him quite a bit.
Does
actually,
he?
Yeah.
All right. Is he good?
He's okay. Yeah, he's fun. I mean, it's not. It's a DJ, basically, to kind of amp up the crowd. So.
Yeah, with the mixed music and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Recorded music, yeah. Way Back Tour, named for Aldean's current single, the lead offering from his 9th studio album, which was released in November. So, if you're an Aldean fan, there you have opportunities to hear him here and there around the country this summer. 28 after the hour, you have a chance to hear us every day on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because now HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 1/25/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Laura DiCarlo, CES 2019's most talked about wellness tech company, triumphantly arrived at this year's show. The company introduced the newest entries to its award-winning Ose family of biomimetic devices. Bacci and Onda, the latest innovations from Laura DiCarlo, have been given highly coveted CES Honorary Innovation Awards. This marks a major shift from the company's banishment from CES 2019.
Following last year's incident having the Innovation Award rescinded and reinstated for Ose, we became change agents, initiating a critical public conversation about gender equity and creating a safer and more inclusive environment for all CES attendees.
Laura DiCarlo is the most recognized robotics company in the history of the CES Innovation Awards. Pre-sales for Ose began in late November 2019 and generated over $1 million in just 5 hours.
After learning more about our products and our mission, people have come to realize that tech-enhanced experiences can lead to a greater sense of wellness, including improved sleep, reduced stress, and better mood.
For more information, go to LauraDiCarlo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution. The Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial. And if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president, but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. The impeachment trial should begin sometime Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Good guys and the bad guys. The world is a bizarre place. Mondo Bizarro here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria is suffering with what about 150 bajillion million other people are suffering from, it would seem. Bad year for the flu. And a lot of people, the flu shot, leave it to the government or whoever it was, came up with the government says, yep, everybody go get your flu shot. Yep. You go get your flu shot and you find that the flu shot that you're getting isn't applicable to this year's flu. So a lot of people are coming down with it. It's a very, I guess, Dr. Ken tells me, and so does Jack, but Jack doesn't like vaccines. Jack Starkwell, one of the doctors associated with the program. Ken does. And so I asked him on, I think, the most recent podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com why it is that this is not any good. Well, it's not any good for children, apparently. It's good for older people, but I still just underscore, if you have a strong immune system, I mean, even I have got a fabulous immune system, and I'm very thankful for it. I come down with stuff. I've had a few things here and there that I can't ward off lately. It's tough because there's
sometimes
a lot of crap.
You can't avoid it.
A lot of crap. So Victoria's got some of that, whatever it is that's going around.
You
meanwhile,
should have
Jennifer's
seen it. When I was hanging in the hospital the last couple of weeks, there were the ER was packed with people who just looked miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would challenge myself, and I would run through the emergency room holding my breath so that I would breathe in any of their germs.
I went over the other night to get a brain scan at UCLA at the Image Center, and it was like a scene from the Star Wars bar scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People.
They're like zombies. It's weird.
Yeah. All sizes and shapes. Speaking of zombies, excuse me, the FBI arrested three neo-Nazis. They were suspected of being neo-Nazis because, you know what they had, folks? Big Nazi and swastika. So
it's a good indicator.
Right. The boys are right on the ball.
Really right on the money there.
So apparently they were discussing plans to show up at a pro-gun rally in Virginia next week.
This is a bigger story than even that. There is so much. It's so funny. Off the air, Kara and I were talking about Virginia, and we were talking about the governor, Ralph Northam, who had the blackface scan. Remember his yearbook? He couldn't remember if he was wearing blackface or the KKK costume, or he didn't know if he was there to begin with. But he's still there, and he's still sort of in the middle of the list of popular governors. But he's doing something really, I think, unpopular and unconstitutional. He is banning, at least temporarily, the use of guns, basically, or the right to carry guns because of this rally. And apparently there was a threat to the rally. They had some intelligence that something was going to go on, and it was a pro-gun rally that was supposed to be handled in the, I guess, like some city square. And now the police said that they were able to pick up these three Nazis who they believe were going to come and try to cause trouble again. But the little tentacles on this story are really significant, and it's part of Virginia's push to eliminate or really tamp down on gun rights in their state. So beyond even just the neo-Nazis showing up, there are other pieces of this story that are sort of significant, I think.
There are lots of groups around. I don't belong to any. Do you belong to any groups? I don't belong to any groups. But there are all these.
In full disclosure, the NRA, I belong, yes.
Well, okay, I've got a membership to the NRA. Yeah, I do.
I belong to, I think, a chapter, because I signed up after I spoke, of the Republican Women's Federated, Encino Oaks chapter, I believe.
But there are so many, okay.
But they don't go out and break up rallies. No. They're nice ladies.
The governor of Tennessee is signing an anti-LGBTQ adoption bill. His name is Bill Lee. This would assure continued taxpayer funding of some of the adoption agencies, even if they exclude families that want to adopt that may be from a different religious background or LGBTQ families. And I don't understand in this era, what's the difference if it's a good, loving home? What am I missing here?
I tend to agree with you. I think I actually started looking into some adoption different places. Yeah.
Really? When?
Why are you surprised about that?
Well,
recently,
I've
started researching certain things.
Be wonderful. I
don't know
such
if that's
a fabulous mother. Oh my God, what a great mother!
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. I don't know that it's going to be a reality. I don't know if I'll follow it through, but I was just doing a little research to see what it would look like. And
you know, before Brendan met Sophie, he was thinking of doing that. He came to me 3 years ago, I think. Yeah, it was 3 years ago at Christmas. We started talking about him adopting a baby that he, you know, he wanted to have a child. He's wanted to have a child for a long time. And so I, you know, single parents or parents, like in your circumstance, your betrothed or whatever the fiance has two children of his own.
Yeah.
But they're not yours, so you can't really mother them. And you shouldn't really mother them because you're not their mother.
Right.
But, you know, having, you have such an, oh my God, that'd be great. Kara, don't you think she'd be a great mother? Anybody would be lucky to have you as a mother.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well I don't want to put the horse ahead of the cart, the cart ahead of the horse. I don't know. Because I don't know. I mean, literally, this was just a very loose search going, okay, what could my options be? What directions do I want to go? The stipulations, I mean, I'm shocked. Unless you have a lot of money, the stipulations that they have for adoption are really unbelievable.
It costs about $40,000 to get it all through legal systems.
And, you know, it depends on if you go in the country or out of the country, if you foster for, I mean, it. And so what makes me sad about that is that while they're making all of these rules for people, and I understand there need to be rules because you don't want to just have these kids go to anybody. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you have people who are solid individuals who want to raise these kids who are otherwise sitting in an orphanage, why in the world, wouldn't we make it easier? I mean, there are restrictions on all sorts of things. So that's, and to make
prejudice
it harder.
In general. It doesn't hurt you any, so mind your own damn business.
I think we have a duty, and We have a duty to protect the kids that are in state custody,
yeah.
whether that's in this country or not. But if you have people who are willing to give you a, you know, people in your life who will tell them that you're a good person, that you're a solid person, if you have a job, if you make enough money to support a child, if you can, if you have elements of support around you, come on, you know, like, who cares if you're LGBT? I don't know. I think it's, is it better than letting a kid sit in an orphanage would be the question I would ask people.
Yes. The answer is yes, 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 yes. The fate of Prince Harry's future. Well, this week has been full of all kinds of stuff regarding the Duke of Sussex, Duke of Sussex. Remember the old Duke of Earl?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I know.
So he was on Instagram talking about his first official outing since stepping back from the royal family. And in the background, there was a song playing. Have you heard this story? It's kind of a...
No.
I would say...
I heard
word
someone
I would
say that there was like a secret message, but I
cryptic.
Didn't like actually... Yeah, I didn't actually dig into it. So what was the song playing?
Right. He was out on Thursday of this week, first time since they've changed their roles. In the background, he was... there was apparently in the video at the event after the event... there was in the background the Rolling Stones hit, This Is the One, which included the lyric, I'd like to leave the country for a month of Sundays, burn the town where I was born.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
I thought it was like Whitney Houston, but, I Will Always Love You, and then that was the swan song. No.
No, not at all. So but the focus continues, these lunatics in the news media. My God.
This is why I still think if they didn't want this, they should have never made this public. They should have just separated and gone on their way. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now it's just, it blows up.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of blowing up, there's, I'm going to mention this woman's name. I know Carol will go right to figuring out who she is. Her name is Hunter McGrady, and she has posted what she referred to as the most fearless swimsuit photo ever from a model who is the curviest model ever. So I would just send you, just for fun, she says as an underplug that cellulite is cool. Hunter McGrady. Now, those of you who are interested in curvy models, go to Hunter McGrady. You see,
I mean, I gotta say, she's, have you seen her, Doug?
I'm looking at her. That's why
is
I made the
not
comment.
Terrible.
No. Kara's about to say something. Okay, go ahead, kid.
I'm just, you know, wondering where you come across these.
I know you always said. Where does he find? I'm always looking. Always
I
looking.
Mean, I
By
think
the way.
She's quite yeah, attractive.
She is attractive, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's one for the books, Kara. There was an execution, the first execution of the year in the country. It was in Texas the other day.
Oh, fun. Go from models to executions.
I know.
Right.
This guy, now, I'm not a believer in the death penalty because I don't think it does anything other than just dispatches somebody who ought to be dispatched. And in this case, there are some circumstances where it's so obvious what has been done, proven without a doubt that this person did the horror, and therefore, even if it's vengeance, you know, get rid of him. And that was the story this week. This guy killed three, he's been married five times and he killed three of his wives. Whoa. And he's been on death row for 15 or 16 years, been pending appeals, because I think one of the appeals was based on the wife misabusing him or something. I don't know. It was something god-awfully stupid. But can you imagine? I wondered out loud why this guy was wandering around. He was sentenced to death and executed for killing his last wife just before they were going to get divorced. But he killed his third wife, and it seems to me one of his adopted daughters. I mean, this guy was crazy.
Oh, so before you buy a house, it says you have to disclose that there was a murder in it. If you're going to marry someone, shouldn't there be disclosure if he offed his first two wives?
Well, like, I'm just going to say,
who's that numbnuts
when
that
you're
picks
the third wife,
the third
yeah,
one?
When you're the third wife and you're like, huh, I wonder why
why would you marry
husband?
Anybody who's been married five times? I guess maybe that would be the question.
A good question,
well.
Too. But, yeah, I'd be like, huh, I wonder why two of your wives just disappeared or died. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems suspicious.
Oh. Ding, dang, doom.
Gosh.
Latest podcast from Good Day Health. In this episode from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the information focusing on the death rate from cancer and how it's declining. If you want to know about some of the new methods that are being used, including using cannabis to help fight cancer, that info is in the most recent Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, all of the places that people get podcasts.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safety, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win a $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And copays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Big deals that are kind of a big deal.
That is, if you consider saving over $30 a big deal.
Yeah, I'd say that's a big deal.
Well, right now at Staples, a case of True Red Color printer paper is only $28.99. You save $31.
That's a crazy big deal.
See? I told you. All your office essentials at small prices every day, which is huge if you think about it.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 125.20, valid on SKU 513096.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
There he is, our auto expert, Nick Miles, from the website ourautoexpert.com. You can enter, if you go to the website, enter your email address to subscribe to his blog, get notifications about what's going on with Nick and his overview of cars. I see that you don't have enough money for a cloth to wipe off a car, so use your hands to wipe some stuff off that Toyota that you're... Can I send you something that'll help you clean the car off a little bit better? Maybe you could use that red and black jacket to clean the car off.
So generous.
Thank you. Listen, I'm nothing if I'm not generous. So answer me this question. I'm looking at all these cars on your website, and they all have the hot cars all have different colored brake drums. Not the brake drums, but the rotors.
Calipers.
Don't even know what the calipers. Don't even know what that stuff is. So why do the? Is this just for sport? Just for? I mean, you see them on a lot of different upscale cars, and they don't add anything. It's just color for people to talk about, right?
Yeah, I mean, usually Brembo, the company that made some of the most famous racing brakes, used to make their calipers in red just to let you know you'd spend a huge amount of money on brakes to make you feel a little bit better about why you'd spend so much money. So they sort of started with Brembo, and then other people tried to sort of coin their own colors. I think BMW tried to coin orange and yellow and this sort of thing. And it's now it's become a thing, you know. It's just like platform shoes in the 70s becomes a thing. And people
you remember
just have
that?
To have them and show everybody you spent a lot of money.
I didn't know you were that old. You remember platform shoes, huh?
Ben Flair's, too. That's how frightening things are in my life.
Very good. Nicely done. Okay, last week we were talking about the Takata recall, and now Nissan has joined the fray with hundreds of thousands of vehicles in tow there. So what are we... this is something... Do we just bring our cars back, no matter what the make, to the dealer and say, is my airbag okay?
Yeah, Usually we always recommend that you take that VIN number and you stick it in NTSA.com, which is the government website, .gov, which is the government website to find out whether your car is affected by any kind of recall. And then usually what happens is that it says, yes, your recall is this, you need to have this replaced, and you call your local dealer that you're friendly with, that you like to go to, and then that dealer will tell you when he has it in stock. This is kind of the problem. You can take a bad airbag out, but then you can't leave the hole in the steering wheel or in the glove box area where the airbag used to go. You have to have some kind of safety feature there. So you have to wait for the part to arrive, and that's the pain for a lot of people. It takes a long time, and Nissan just added 10 million vehicles. So it's just out of control. It's just out of control. So a total now of around 10 million, so they added 346,000. So it's a lot of cars that have to have them replaced in. And again, we could spend your whole show from beginning to end listing off all the brands that need to be replaced. They go as far back as 2001.
Yeah, that's what I was amazed at. This is like 20 years worth of stuff.
Yeah, I think at this point, you know, the government should just cut and run and say, listen, if you have a Takata airbag in, have it replaced. Let's just get all of them.
Bingo. Yeah, be done.
Yeah, it seems ridiculous, but at the same time, it's dangerous. People are dying from this. They need to be replaced, so just get it done. It doesn't help people like Nissan, and they didn't do anything wrong. It's Takata. They bought the airbags from Takata, you know.
So does everybody else. All right, speaking of buying things, I want to tell you a story, and this may be a reflective moment. We don't often talk about dealers. We talk about the cars and the assets of the cars. We want to talk about dealers. There's a group in New England that is owned by a guy named Herb Chambers. And I've told you many times that I've had 14, 15, I don't know, maybe 16 Range Rovers since the mid-1990s. And most of them have been bought from this dealer before Chambers bought it. It was owned by the people that worked in the dealership. And so recently, though, I brought my Range Rover back for some service and warranty work and that sort of thing, and they found something wrong with it, but I told them to check with me first before you change it because I want to know what it costs. Well, they didn't do that. They did something, and they sent me a bill for $1,420, and I said, I'm not going to pay it. So I went all the way to the general manager of the dealership, and he said, okay, we'll write it off, and that's the end of that. Until this week, I got a call from this dealership, since my friend left, has had three managers in a year. So that tells you something. So he calls me, the manager calls me screaming. And this guy doesn't know me from Adam. He says, we're going to sue you for triple damages, and you owe us $1,400, and you better pay in the next 24. This is the manager of the dealership. The Range Rover dealership in Sudbury, Massachusetts. So I call him back up, and I said, I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, pal. But first of all, you don't even know what's going on because the dealer, the guy managing before you, wrote it off because they made a mistake. And he said, well, I'll check into that. But imagine, Nick, somebody calling and screaming at a customer like that.
The benefit there, Doug, is you don't ever have to go back. And you know, that's the thing. We can make our own decisions in buying cars. Doug, you've done the right thing. Don't go back. That's what I say.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.